This is MSO News Sports. I am Bill Newell, and we are joined by Salem High football coach Matt Bouchard, entering his ninth year at Salem High. Matt, welcome.
Thanks for having me. Always happy to talk football.
Yeah, absolutely. Great talking with you, too. And Matt, I guess, tell us what's happened so far in the first week and a half of practices for Salem High football.
I think, first off, one of the things that I think I'm very fortunate, I have a lot of guys coming back from last year. So, you know, the culture has really already been instilled. And a lot of times during those preseason days, you're really trying to establish what your team's going to be like, you know, how they're going to approach problems. And I think we got enough returning players that they've really established that in the weight room and way before preseason. So it's allowed us to kind of hit the ground running a bit in preseason. So I would say, both offensively and defensively, we were probably a little bit ahead of schedule than we normally are. And that's a tribute to the leadership on this team.
Gotcha. What about the strength of your team? I'm hearing it might be the offensive line. Tell me about that.
Yeah, certainly. We have pretty much our whole offensive line, except for our center, coming back. So, that again, if to establish anything offensively, it all starts with the offensive line. If you can't generate movement at that first level, it's really hard to be productive on offense. So having, four out of the five guys back, it really makes, a big difference in just trying to generate offense early in the season. I think the other nice thing is historically over the last probably 6 years or so, our offensive line has been a little bit more lean. In the Northeast Conference, you do need some bigger guys up front. And our offensive line right now is averaging about 240. So we get some bigger guys that have experience, and I think that's going to set us up well for week one.
Can you drop a few names for us here on those guys?
Yeah, certainly. Alex Rodriguez, I would say that he's somebody that had played tackle for us last year, and we've moved him into guard. And again, for me, really trying to anchor that middle with guys with experience. TJ McCarthy was tackle last year. We're moving him to center this year. I have one unfortunate. Ramsey Pacheco was a captain of ours. He had a knee injury in the spring in baseball, but he would have been our start and other guard, and really such a strong leader. It's unfortunate he got injured, but he's there every day coaching kids up, and hopefully towards the end of the season we might be able to get him back in the game. But those are some guys that I do feel are really standing out.
How about just a drop a name or two, if you could, on offense, defense? Anybody impress you so far in the early going other than the offensive line guys?
Yeah, certainly. I think on the offensive side, I think we have Corey Grimes coming back. Corey last year at one point in time actually was our leading receiver as well as our leading passer, if you can believe it. He played a little bit of tight end and quarterback last year. Towards the end of the season, he had won the quarterback position. Coming into his junior season now, he played as a freshman, got probably 50% of the snaps last season, so really looking for big things from him this year. Another person on the offensive side that I think is going to be a kid to look out for is Dante Ozuna. He played a little bit of H-back or fullback for us last year, didn't get too many touches, but this year we're really putting him into the tailback spot, so he's going to be one of our primary backs that I think people are going to enjoy watching. He's a very dynamic player, tough runner, post-contact player, which we're really excited about. I think on defense, I could just highlight a couple guys. I would say that Rocco Ryan is one of our safeties. He's a returning two-way player, and he's entering his sophomore season. He had the advantage as an eighth grader to play with us during the COVID pandemic, and it's really positioned him well to kind of get on the field sooner. So he's a two-way starter as a freshman. He'll be a two-way starter as a sophomore. He's also a captain of the football team as a sophomore, which is extremely impressive. So he's going to be kind of the quarterback of our defense. And, again, looking for him to generate a lot of opportunities for us with turnovers and just getting our defense in the right position.
You know, I was noticed that I've talked to a number of ADs, but actually you're my first coach I've talked to, football coach. So tell me about your coaching staff as a last question here. Who do you have on your coaching staff this year?
Yeah, I'm very fortunate that I've had the guys on my staff for quite some time, and that just the chemistry in the coach's office is sometimes just as important as the chemistry, on the field with kids. But We have John Robinson. I believe this is going to be his 16th year coaching at Salem High School. He actually started coaching with Scott Conley under his tenure. But he's my co-defensive coordinator. Cliff Axelholm, who's our wrestling coach here at Salem High School, is also the other co-defensive coordinator. And we have Anthony Grimes at the defensive back position. And he was a former football player here at Salem High School that was part of the 1994 Super Bowl run with Ken Perrone. So on the defensive side, I got some good guys that understand Salem football and where we want to go. On the offensive side, Coach Riley Christie, who is now the athletic director, he's still helping out with the wide receivers. And then we have Mark Sampson, who is my offensive line coach, who I actually coached at St. Mary's, I believe, in 1999. So a lot of guys that I have a lot of history with, and we're really ready to kick off the season.
Well, Matt, I'll let you close it out here. I know that team culture and so on is very important to you, but anything else you want to share with us about Salem High football here in 2022?
Yeah, I think, speaking of culture, I do think that, you know, it is really the foundation of successful football, and I think that in our locker room, we kind of break it into three pieces. One is investment, right? Doing the things you know you need to do to be successful. Not everybody likes getting up at 5 a.m. and working out, but we know we need to do that if we want to be successful. And I think that is a core value in our program that I think is beginning to really show. The other one is what we call give five. That gives in a football play is normally 5 seconds. So you got to give everything you got for that 5 seconds. And I do feel that mental toughness to give great effort all the time is not easy. It takes a lot of training. And I think these guys are really starting to get it. And I think last and most importantly is building trust, right? I want these guys hanging out together, really getting to know each other, really building quality connections so that when push comes to shove, they can really trust the guy to their right and left. And I think this group has done a nice job of it. So I'm really excited to get this going, and hopefully the fans will get a show this year.
Well, hang on the line just a second with us, but that's Matt Bouchard, head football coach at Salem High School, and I'm Bill Newell here on MSONewsSports.com.